Lum and Abner. What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, Lum's trial for misuse of public funds has been set for Wednesday at the county seat. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody at the jailhouse waiting for Cedric, who's going to take them to the county seat in his car. Listen.
Yeah, look out the window again, Abner, and see if you can see Cedric coming.
Lum, I just now looked out the window. He'll be here. He's got to pick up Grandpappy Spears first.
Well, I wished he'd hurry up. Getting nervous sitting here waiting. I'd hate to be late for my own trial.
Well, I don't see what you're so anxious to get to the county seat for anyway, Lum. You might not be coming back out here, you know.
Abner, I wished you'd stop saying things like that.
Well, I just meant that you might not be coming back for quite a while, Lum.
That's better.
Sure. 10 or 15 years you come walking in here.
Now, just stop that. They ain't going to convict me of that embezzlement charge. I'll tell you that right now. I'll talk my way out of that somehow.
Well, I hope you do. I just hate to think of you sitting there in that penitentiary with a ball and chain wrapped around your leg.
Oh, for pity's sake, Abner, stop talking that way. I ain't going to no penitentiary. I don't think.
Why, of course you ain't. Hardly.
And if I was, you'd be a fine one to have around to cheer me up. I'll say that for you.
Well, thank you, Lum. I would be, I know. That's one thing about me. I can always think of just the right thing to say to make a fella feel better.
Yeah, you sure can.
Oh, yeah.
You can cheer a fella up to where you'll go right out and suicide yourself.
Huh?
Anyways, I wish Cedric and Grandpap would hurry up.
Well, Lum, we got all day to get to the county seat. That trial don't start till tomorrow morning.
I know, but I want to get out of town before the crowd starts gathering.
Well, what crowd?
Oh, you know, everybody in town will be down here to the jailhouse to see me leave.
They will, huh?
Yeah, I'd give anything if I didn't have to go through that.
Well, Lum, I don't think there'll be no crowd down here. There ain't a soul out in front there now.
They ain't, huh?
No.
Well, they will be here.
Well, I don't know how they'd even know about it. I ain't told nobody she was leaving except Cedric and Grandpap, and they're going with us.
Yeah, but people find out about things like this. Don't take them long, seems like.
Well, who are all these people?
Oh, everybody. All my friends will be down here feeling sorrowful for me.
Oh?
All trying to think of something to say to me to make me feel better. And all us saying the wrong thing, of course.
Yeah, I know. They're bad about that. Too bad folks ain't like me. Faulty and tactful in what they say.
And when they say goodbye to you, it sounds like they never expect to see you again.
Yeah, well, they mean well, old
Lord. Oh, I know they do.
Sure.
They mean well. Folks have been awful good to me since I've been in jail.
Yeah.
That's just the trouble. They've been too good. It's kind of embarrassing almost. That's why I hate to go through all these goodbyes.
Yeah. Well, it's a hard thing to go through, all right.
I've tried to tell folks that I ain't sorrowful for what I've done. If I had it to do over again, I'd do the same thing. I ain't got no regrets.
You ought not to have.
No, it's reward enough for me just knowing that Grandpap and Aunt Charity have got a roof over their heads. And got back what rifle belongs to him.
Yeah, sure. Too bad that you couldn't have found some other way of helping them out, though, without breaking the law.
Yeah, or what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, Lum may got you charged with embezzlement. It's just he didn't have to bezzle to get the money.
I think I can get the judge and the jurymen to see that it was sort of a legal lawbreaking I done there.
Legal, huh?
Yeah. Look out the window there, Abner, and see if you can see Cedric's car.
Well, don't worry. They'll be along any minute now, Lum.
Maybe you better get him on the phone and see if he's left home yet. Just can't stand the thoughts of facing that big crowd.
Well, now, Lum, I still don't think there'll be such a big crowd.
Oh, yes, they will. I know they will. Besides all my friends, there'll be all them curiosity seekers.
Them who?
Curiosity seekers. All them folks that always stands around and gawks every time there's something big going on.
Oh.
Especially if it's got anything to do with a celebrity.
Celebrity? Is there going to be one of them in town? Where is he, Lump? Where about?
Well, I'm talking about me.
Well, you ain't no celebrity, are you?
Well, in a way, sort of. Yeah.
Huh?
Leastways, lots of folks feel that way about me.
They do, huh?
I don't think it myself, of course.
Yeah, well, I can see your point of view on that, all right.
I ain't that conceited. I ought to be conceited, but I ain't.
No.
See, here I am, the town's leading citizen, a big writing author, justice of the peace, and, of course, when a fella like that's being took away for trial, well, that's natural. A lot of folks are going to crowd around and stare at him.
It is, huh?
Well, sure. It's just human natures, I reckon. It ain't so much they care about seeing him, it's just that they want to look at him.
Would you come over that again now? I believe I jumped the track there somewhere. They what?
Well, it's just the way them type of folks always act. They seem to get enjoyment out of seeing a big, famous man being took down a couple of pegs.
Couple of pigs? Who's bringing you down a couple of pegs?
I never said pigs.
Well, what are they bringing you, ducks?
No, I said pegs.
That's what I thought you said. What are you trying to fool me for along and make me think it was ducks? Why didn't you want to know me to know it was pigs? Look me in the eye now. Did whoever's bringing them steal them?
Oh, for pity's sake, sir.
I know as I'm the deputy town marshal around here. If somebody's stealing pigs, I want to know who it is.
Abner, I never said nothing about pigs. I said pegs. P-E-G-S, pegs.
Pegs? Oh, well, that's different. Why didn't you say so?
Well, I've been trying to say so for a half hour.
Well, what in the world does anybody want to steal pegs for? You mean little wooden pegs?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, nobody's stealing nothing.
Doggy, that's pretty silly, going around stealing nothing. The fella's going all the trouble to break in somewhere.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Is Grandpap with you?
Yes, Mom, he's coming in.
Well.
Hi, Mr. Long.
Hello, Cedric. Did you have a hard time getting through the crowd?
Mom, I don't much believe the crowd's gathered yet, Mom. Is your car all ready for the trip, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Mama packed a picnic lunch for us, too.
Well.
Peanut butter sandwiches and everything.
Well,
we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I packed a few lunch goods myself. Some cold sweet potatoes and some canned
bread. Hey, howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
Hey, is everybody ready for the pigeon-toed trip?
Yeah. We're all set, I believe.
Oh, say, I got some good news. I was lucky enough to get some films from a Kodak from Ed Beckley down at the drugstore.
Well, good for you, Cedric.
Yeah, I figured we might want to do some Kodaking on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Stop and take some pictures, too.
Sure. Be nice to get some pictures to remember long by.
Well, just a minute. I wish you fellas would recollect we're going to my trial.
We know it, Long.
Yeah, but you're acting more like we're going on some excursion. This is a serious matter. Don't forget that.
Well, we ain't forgetting it, Long. Going to the penitentiary, to the courthouse for a trial is serious. Cedric, did you bring along a jug of lemonade like I told you?
Oh, yes, Mom.
Good. I love lemonade.
I brought a thermostat full of coffee, too.
Well, good, Grandpap. Good for you. Doggies, I just wished I'd have thought to have Elizabeth make us up a batch of popcorn balls.
Popcorn balls?
Oh, they're the nicest thing in the world to nibble on while you're riding along looking at the sceneries. I just love them things.
I'm glad you never thought about it.
Oh, she makes them good, Long.
It'd be a fine thing, wouldn't it? A doomed man riding to his trial chewing on a popcorn ball.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Abner, you ain't got the right altitude about these things.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I said the wrong thing, Long. See, we just all sort of got to talking about it and planned on trying to make this trip as nice for you as we could. We just sort of wanted to cheer you up, sort of a farewell party, you might call
it. Well, that's thoughty of you, but looks to me
special
like...
Special since it might be your last trip over that
road
for a while.
There you go again. From now on, I wish you'd just leave off trying to cheer me up. I appreciate it and all that, but I believe it'd be a heap easier on me to just suffer.
Well, Lama, I want you to know that we're your true friends. We're going to stick by you right to when they clang that penitentiary door on you. We'll be right with you.
Yes, sir, Lama.
Yes.
There's something I want to tell you, too. I weren't aiming to bring it up now, but, well, I feel like a low-down critter over this whole deal.
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, I do, because it was on account of me and Charity that Lum got in this trouble in the first place.
Well, now, don't feel that way, Grandpa.
Well, I do, though. If anybody ought to be going on trial, it ought to be me. And I aim to tell that to the whole court, too.
That's our time, Grandpap. Be nice if you could get convicted, too, and go with Lom to keep him company.
Well, we'll figure all that out when we get there. Just don't worry none about this, Grandpap, because what I done for the principle of the thing. And I'd do it over again, too. Now, come on, we better get started so as I don't have to fight my way through that dadgum crowd.
Yeah, well, all right, might as well. Come on, Cedric. See, Lom don't want to have everybody staring at him and all that, you know.
Mom?
Lom don't want folks to stare at him, Cedric, the big crowd, you know.
I think it might be a good idea, Cedric, if you sort of head out of town on that little side road, go by the Quizlet place out there.
Yeah.
Should have taken the main highway.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That'll get away from some of the crowd.
Oh, yeah, there won't be nobody see you on that back road there, Lom. That's
another thing we might do, you fellas all go out the front way there and get in the car and then drive around to the back of the jail and then I'll sort of sneak in the car that way. Give her myself up. Good.
All right, Dogie, that's a good idea. We can just go out there and get the car and go around the back door. Yeah, we'll do that.
Of course, I reckon they'll find me anyway.
Oh, well, we'll fool them, Mom. Come on, Cedric. Let's go, Grandpa.
Yeah, I'm ready. Open the door, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, be careful the crowd don't crush you, Grandpa.
Yeah, I will. Well, we'll see you later, Mom.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
Huh?
Ain't no crowd out here.
I know it, Cedric.
Well, let's go tell Mr. Lum he can come out the front door then.
No. Now, Cedric, let's drive around to the back door and pick him up. And if he asks anything about it, why, tell him everybody in town was standing out in front. It'd just break his heart if he knew that nobody come down here to see him off.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.